his friends. The shir should be a special schus for him and a remeras of sheyichu. The nishmas maras hester bas b'shmuel. Reschana bas gyor, bas altachana bas b'meir zev. Shlomo ben Shimon, Lina Shmaso, the sister for Moshe ben Malka, Tzvi ben Yittel, when he was discussing the din of Kibbutz Ava'im, based on the Torah of one of the great Rosh Hashiva of our Dor, Rabbi Yaakov David Ilan Shlita. Gemara in Kiddushin Aflam and Aleph and Beis says, Tanur Rabbanu Mechabdu Mechayv Mechabdu Moso, that a person has to be Mechabit his parents in life and in death. Mechayv Ketzad, where it tells you how to do it, Bechayv, but Moso Ketzad, that after the parent dies, when someone quotes something in his name, he shouldn't say, my father said this, he should say, Abba Moiri, my father, my master, Harani Kaboros Mishkavo, I should be in atonement for his death, said this. So Pashas HaSugya is that even after one's parent dies, he's still Chayv in Kibbutz Ava'im. Just you do it in a different way. Obviously you don't say Harani Kaboros Mishkavo when he's still alive. There are other ways to be mechaber to father when he's still alive. However, the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan Perek Gimel Halacha Ches says that the reason avelus on when one's father dies is more chomer than other avelus is because bitalta mimeno mitzvahs kavod. There's no more mitzvahs kibud aveim, and mimela the avelus of one's father is more chomer than other avelios. And the Mimela, when he rips, he has to rip Ad Shemagal Libo, he has to expose his whole heart, he has to do more of a Kriya, because he was Mevatel Mitzvahs Kavod. Tzarechi, and I have to understand this, because Mitzvahs Kibbutz Av is still in force even after the death of the father. So what's the Pshat when it says here that, your mevatel mitzvah kavod, when the father dies, is no longer a mitzvah of kavod. Avada is a mitzvah of kavod. See, in the Gemara and Kiddushin, there's a mitzvah of kavod. So asked in the Gilyoni Hashas, in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yosef Engel. So asked the Tiferes Yisrael. So Tiferes Yisrael writes that kavod of lachar mitzvah is only derabbanan. It's no longer d'oraisa. And Mimela, that's why the avelus is chamur, because the mitzvah went down a level. It's only derabbanan. However, in the Sefer HaMakneh, he writes, it's Minatara, the Nodu Yehuda, Maduru Tanyama, Ebenezer, Simen Mem, he writes, Pesach Tvarov, that even though the din is Shemachavdu B'chayiv V'moso, we call Mokom, Iker HaKibut HaMechayim, or Mitzvahs Kibut Lachar Misa Lo Alimu Kamitzvahs HaKibut Shemechayim. So, you have the Tveris Israel says it's only Drabbanan, you have the Makneh who says it's Minatara, and I have the Nodu Yehuda who says that even though the din is that you're Mechavidim even after death, but the Iker Kavod is when he's alive, and the Mitzvah of Kavod Lachar Misa is not as strong, as powerful as the mitzvah of kavod when he's still alive. And he writes nafka mina that if you have a conflict between kibbutz aveim, between being mechaber one's father and one's mother, then if the mother is alive and the father isn't, you listen to the mother. She's alive. So it would appear as follows, that minchas chinuch and mitzvah lamed gimel is chokir of kibbutz aveim is a mitzvah adon lamakom and adon lachavero, is between man and man or man and God. Benam lachavero is only when it's equal to all men, and this is not equal to all men. Here it's only mother and father. So if so, maybe it's only like a mitzvah adon lamakom, or maybe no, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah this mitzvah adon lachavero, it's benam lachavero, it's self, it's a person. Nafkamina, do you have to ask them for mechila? If it's only benam lamakom, so then you have to only ask God. If it's benam lachavero, then you have to be merat to them, you have to ask them for mechila. Lashon HaRambam Perush Mishnayis Reish Peya is mashma that it's a mitzvah adon lachavero. So too would appear from the Yerushalmi and Peya there and Halacha Aleph that Kibbutz Av is a mitzvah adon lachavero. Sefer Charedim Mitzvah Tlius Biadayim Perek Chamishi writes that mitzvah covered as a piron chov. You're paying off a debt. A person has to pay off his parents, repay them for all that they did for him. And if he doesn't, he's like a rasha, lover rasha leisham. It's like somebody borrows and doesn't pay back. How can you not pay back your parents? Chayyadim says that Kibbutz Av is a chayv la'avid together piron chov, and maybe even have to pay more than chomesh. The man diyamer that kibbutz av is michel ben, that the honor of a parent has to be paid for from the son's pocket. Maybe he has to pay more than a chomesh. It's like repaying a debt. And there's no shir of a chomesh. In the Gemara in Kiddushin, it says gabei kavei kibbutz av that we equate the honor of a parent to an honor of God. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you honor your parents like you honored me, Lashon HaChinuch, is that you should be recognize and be gomel chesed to somebody who did you a favor. Besof Tvarov, he writes, if somebody's over on this and he's mevatel an essay, and his onesh is gadol meod, because it's like he's misnaker la'oviv sheva shamayim. It's like he's making himself foreign. He's being apathetic to his Father in heaven. The Sefer Me'a Sha'arim L'Rabbeinu Eliyahu Kapashli Migdoli Hador B'Zman Abis Yosef. It was published from his Ksav Yad, from Machon Ofek in Cleveland. Oh, this is Machon Ofek in Yerushalayim, Tavshin Samach Aleph. A lot of Machon Ofek is Rav Shoshana, who's from Telz. Anyway, on page Chav Beis, he brings the Chidushim of Rabbi Elazar Migermaiza. Kabedas Avicha Sofetevas Doscha. Beirli Shikach Beirush Shikar Adosli Mitzis Kibirov Vaim. Shemeno Mechab Nevenu Shmei Lekolam Biyodea Biyadua Shlo Yish Magam Kein Kol Rish Shemayim. It's Mitzos of Yashlich. It says Kabedas Avicha Basimecha. So the Sofetevas are Dalid. That's Kabed. S is a Tuf. And then Chaf is Avicha. So Doscha, your religion. So what this means is that the Ikar religion is totally in the midst of Kibud Aveim. One is a Mechabit, his parents, so he's not going to listen to God either. He's going to throw away Hashem's mitzvahs. Amad Lamates, the Sefer Meir Sham writes, Kabir Tzivicha V'simecha Kasher Tzivacha Hashem Elokecha V'yishlish Al Hech Yomar Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha V'yichan Matzanu Shetziva Hashem Al Kibud Aveim. It says that God already commanded you. Where did God already command you in Kibud Aveim? I mean, Kasher Tzivcha. It's mashma elsewhere he commanded us. Where else did he command us? Elakacha perish, kamosh tzivisicha. Bikvoidi tchila, I already told you to be mechabed me, and anochin lo yelecha. So you also have to be mechabed my partners. Who are my partners? Your parents. Balalami kishem shetzisha. Siva ba'ava rishin shisalav yitzbarach bo v'lo yichbor bo. Filanot mo kol vovo chol nafsh chol ma'odo. Filanot lo avoysav kol monu kol ma'odo v'de In other words, just like you have to love God even if he takes everything away from you, so too you have to love your parents. You have to honor your parents. You have to honor God if he takes everything away from you and love him. You also have to honor your parents even if they take a person that has a guy has mamish, you know, $1 million. He's got $1 million in cash. It's all his money, but you can live on $1 million for a while. And the father takes the money and he throws it into the Yam HaMelech. Oh boy. So you still have to be mechabed him. So that's a Mayur Dikazach in the Sefer Me'a Sha'arim. So it would appear, to explain the Divrei HaChinuch that we quoted earlier, that in Kibud Av there are two chalokim in the mitzvah. One is the chiyuv mitzvah lachaveru mitzad kavod Av. That's Hakaras HaTov. First you write to the end of Hakaras HaTov. L'man da'amar the Kibud Av Mishel Ben, it's like a choyv la'aviv, it's like a debt that one has to pay back. The son is meshubed to repay his father. The second chelek is that it's a din and chiyuv shel kibud hamokom. It's like a mitzvah nadon lamokom, and that's why it says that if you're mechabed God, your parents, it's like you're mechabed Hashem. So there's two inyanim here, and that's why at the end he quotes your misnaker la'aviv shebashamayim. So you have the benadon lachavera aspect, and you have the benadon lamokom aspect. In the Torah and Parshas Veschanan Perakei Pasuk Tezvav, it says kabed esvicha v'simecha. Kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha l'man yarichun yamecha. Rashi writes kasher tzivcha afal kibud av va'im mitzdavu b'mara. And kibud av va'im, we were commanded in Mara shenamar sham sam l'chok u'mishpat parashas yis. So where were we commanded? We were commanded, so according to the Sefer Me'a Sha'arim that we quoted earlier, where were you commanded to honor your parents? When you were commanded to honor Hashem. Rashi says, where were you commanded in Mara? And that's in Veschanan, in Parshas Yisro. It doesn't say Kasher Tzivcha. So it would appear that the Tzivu in Mara was a mitzvah sichlis, mitzad the chiyuv of kibud av, begid revenan lachaver in Parshas Yisro. The chiyuv kovod is mitzad a mitzvah l'shamayim. So therefore it doesn't say Kasher Tzivcha. Kasher Tzivcha is only the mitzvah sichlis that we already commanded in Mara. But when it says in the Parshas Yisro, it doesn't say Kasher Tzivcho, because it's a mitzvah l'shamayim, so that was never commanded before. And Meduyakis Heitev Drashas Chazal B'Mechilta Sham Sam Lochok U'Mishpat. Right? That's the Chok ze Shabbos, and Mishpat ze Kibud Ov. So Kibud Ov, that we were commanded in Mara, is a Mishpat. And therefore it's considered a Chiyuv Lachavero. So that's a Mishpat, that's something we understand. That's Ben Adam Lachavero, that's justice. So that's the aspect of Kibud Ov that we were commanded in Mara. And that's the Kashya Tzivcha, that's the Ben Adam Lachavero. So according to this, maybe we have a new understanding of the Yerushalmi. That even if we say that Kibud Av Lachar Misasav is Chiyuv Zman HaTorah, as we saw before, there's a Shita like that, nevertheless, the Chiyuv Kibud Av Lachar Misasav is different than Kibud Av Mechayiv. Kibud Av, which is a Chiyuv Lachavero, or Piron Chovo, is only when the father is alive and he's Makabel Hanav from his son. Chiyuv Kavod Lachar Misasav is an Inyan Ruchni, and it's Bitzad Ben Ad Lamakom. So when he's alive, it's mitzad ben adam lachavero. So when he's dead, it's only mitzad ben adam lamakom. And therefore it's kilu kibduni, it's like you're a mechabed Hashem. And that's what the Yerushalmi means, that when the father dies, so he lost his mitzvah of kibud. What do you mean he lost his mitzvah of kibud? He doesn't have the same mitzvah as he did when he was alive. When he was alive, it was ben adam lachavero and ben adam lamakom. And now it's only ben adam lamakom. And that's what the divrei, that's what Nodu Yehuda says, that the ikar kibud aveim is mechaim. Gevaldik. There's machlokas achronim if by Ben Noach there's a mitzvah of kibud av. And the proof in the Maase of Dami Ben Asin on the Gemara that by Ben Noach there's a mitzvah of kibud av. It would appear that that's dafka the Ben Am Lachavero aspect, which is a mitzvah sichlis of Akaris HaTov. There's no mitzvah lamakom kilu kibduni, because that's only if you're mechabed aviv mi Yisrael. And with that we can answer the kasha of the Baal HaFla. Of course one can argue with this. When we can answer the kasha of the HaFla in the Sefer Panam Yafos, in the Maril Diskin, Paris Vaychilik Abay Yosef, that Yaakov made him swear that he's going to be kover him in Eretz Yisrael. Why did he have to make him swear? He could have just said you have to do it because of Mitzvah Kibud Av. And not only that, if there's a Mitzvah Kibud Av, he's Mushba V'yomid, so what's the point of making him swear? He has to do it anyway. I don't know what's the Mushba V'yomid. Mushba V'yomid is Mushba V'yomid or Har Sinai. There was no Har Sinai yet. Akoponim, why did he have to be Mashbiyahim? So it would appear that Mitzad L'chiv Kibud Av V'eim B'nei Noach. So there's obviously no Mushba V'yomid. There's no Har Sinai. And not only that, since it's a Tzivu Elachar Misa, even though the tzivu is mechayim, nevertheless the kiyum is lachar misa, so maybe by Bnei Noach there's no chiyuv kibud lachar misa saviv. So therefore he had to make him swear because he wasn't going to do it mitzad the just the fact that it's kibud aveim, because by Bnei Noach maybe it doesn't apply after death, because after death there's only been an lamakom. Maybe this Ben Lamakom doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach only have mitzvah sichlius. So this is a mitzvah sichlius. So it's only sichli if he's alive. It's not sichli if he's dead. If he's dead, it's only Ben Lamakom. Maybe it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach, and therefore mitzad kibud aveim, Yosef didn't have to do it. So therefore, Yaakov made him swear. All right, there's still a lot more to say. Obviously, we're dealing here with Kibud Aveim, which is Mayim Shein Lamsof. So, Em Yirtzeh Hashem Yitzbarach, we will hopefully have more shiurim, and we will see Neflos Mitaretz Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.